If you have kids and their faces are glued to the television on Saturday mornings, all may not be lost. In fact, they might actually end up learning something. That's because the WB launches its new kids season tomorrow, and one of the shows, called Ozzie and Drix, is trying to teach kids about health. Now we're joined by a cartoon connoisseur to tell us what she thought about the show. Addie Sandstrom is a 9-year-old from Seattle, and in the interest of complete disclosure, I should tell you Addie is related to our producer, Luke Burbank. But we won't hold that against her. Addie's had a chance to watch Ozzie and Drix, and she's here to tell us what she thought of it. Hi, Addie.
Hi.
First of all, tell me who Ozzie and Drix are. Where did they come from?
Well, Ozzie is a white blood cell inside this guy's body, and Drix is an over-the-counter cold pill.
Ah, and what kind of stuff do they do?
Well, it's a pretty fascinating show, actually, because they're body, and it's like there's a whole city inside the body, like, you know, there's signs that say, like, now entering the stomach, and then there's different things that are like, you know, brain 2 miles ahead. So that part is funny, and it's mostly them going around, you know, this city inside this person's body, and they have to fight off these different viruses, which are the bad guys, of course, in this cartoon, and they've got to, you know, just help make sure that this guy is healthy.
Now, the purpose of this, as I understand it, is actually to teach kids about health. So have you actually learned anything about the human body by watching the show?
You know, it's not really like I'm learning a lot. It's just more, you know, funny and something that you can laugh about and watch. So, I mean, maybe in future episodes they will have more about, you know, different stuff. But, like, there are some different viruses that I've learned about, like the scarlet fever and, you know, some other things. But besides that, I don't really know if I've learned anything.
Now, this, as I understand it, is a sort of a TV version of a movie called Osmosis Jones that was out a couple of years ago. And the thing that I remember about the movie was that it was just full of boogers and barf and stuff. Is the cartoon series gross like that?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, there are some things like, you know, with snot and boogers and different stuff and saliva, but there's, you know, I've yet to see any, you know, puke or vomit or anything, so I don't really know if it's as gross as the movie was.
Overall, Addie, would you recommend kids watch Ozzie and Drix?
Yeah, I think it's good if you have ever wondered, for kids out there, if they've ever wondered what the inside of their body was like and, you know, what was going on inside there.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Addie Sandstrom is a fourth grader in Seattle, Washington. She talked to us about the WB's new cartoon, Ozzie and Drix, which will debut tomorrow morning in its second season. Day to Day is produced by Steve Proffitt and edited by John Buckley, with Martha Little, Luke Burbank, and Slate's Andy Bowers. The production staff includes Chip Grabo, Christopher Johnson, Shireen Miraji, Rob Sachs, Trang Ho, and Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Leo Delagula. Engineering by Sean Corey Campbell, Sherry Stacy Hendrickson, Marcia Caldwell, and Calvin Ogawa. The program is directed by Catherine Fox. The executive producer of Day to Day is J.J. Sutherland. Barbara Rehm is the managing editor of NPR News. Day to Day's theme music is composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. Alex Chadwick returns on Monday. I'm Karen Goodspeed-Dates.